Oh, excuse me for a minute while I step inside the control room. Ah, that's better. Now, please be patient a few more seconds while we pay the bills.
How's it going, Bill? Or should I say stud?
Very funny.
Really, how's the work on that dryer head going?
We've been trying to take out those three bolts for 2 days. I've had crews working on it around the clock, we've broken wrenches, and must have gone through about a gallon of penetrating oil. And we accidentally hit the dryer shell a number of times. Now I'm going to have to get a metallurgical engineer out here to see if we have done any permanent damage.
So, are you doing this the old-fashioned way, just for fun?
Huh? You got any better ideas, Miss Smarty Pants?
Matter of fact, I do. Ever heard of CBG, metal disintegration and stud removal?
CB what?
CBG, metal disintegration and stud removal.
Who's that?
CBG, metal disintegration and stud removal will take care of those studs and not damage anything else. Heck, the U.S. Navy has used them to repair aircraft carrier decks.
How long does it take?
Usually about 2 hours, and the threads in the hole are not damaged.
Well, that's probably nice if you're in the big city, but out here in Hickory Flats, I'll bet they cost a fortune and take forever to get here.
They claim they can be anywhere in the world in 48 hours, and for shutdowns, they can be here on standby for a reasonable fee. I know they've worked in mines in Chile, and just how much has your effort cost so far? Stud. Around-the-clock cruise for 2 days? Lost production of how much? Maybe a damaged dryer shell?
Yeah, you've got a point. How do I get in touch with CB whatchamacallit?
It's CBG, metal disintegration and stud removal. Call them at 1-757-465-0333 or visit them on the web at cbgmaintenance.com. CBGMAINTENANCE.com. Or again, phone them at 1-757-465-0333.
CBG Metal Disintegration and Stud Removal. Now that has a nice ring to it.
This is NIP Impressions for the week of the 19th of October, 2015. The title, The Quality of Your LinkedIn Photograph. If you are reading this, you likely have a LinkedIn page. After all, you are a digitally savvy person, as are most people these days. However, based on my informal survey, I would say about 98% of you are not photographically savvy. Notice I did not say you were not photogenic. That is a completely separate and unrelated topic. Based on what I have seen, we have to start with the basics. Sooner or later, your LinkedIn page will be used to make a hiring decision about you. If your photo and your page looks bad enough, you will never know this decision was made, for your page was used for pre-screening and you will never get the call. By the way, I'm working on a confidential consulting project right now that started with the firm that hired me finding me on LinkedIn. But let's go to those photos. First off, you do not have to have a professionally taken photograph. In fact, the cameras in today's smartphones are just about as good as they get unless you want some sort of special effects, for which for this photo you do not. Just make sure it's not too fuzzy.
And now let's pause a moment for this message.
Well, it's time to start planning our annual recovery boiler outage again.
Yes, it is. Budgets are tighter than ever, even though business is good. And speaking of good business, sales is pressuring us to have as short an outage as possible. They need the production.
Well, getting in a hurry costs money and can lead to safety problems.
I know. And you know we are always under pressure for our safety record, too. It seems like corporate has nothing better to do than to keep pushing us on every front.
I think I have a solution to all of these problems.
What's that?
RMR Mechanical. They've done a great work for us in the past, and have a great safety record, too. They almost always beat the schedule.
Sounds like this meeting is over.
RMR Mechanical. the only name you need to know for an economical, quick, and safe boiler outage. Phone 770-205-9646 or visit us on the web at rmrmechanical.com.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, the conclusion of this week's column.
Let's start with the background. LinkedIn is about your work, so you need a work setting as a background. Save the golf, fishing, hunting, football, game attendance, and so forth for your Facebook page. Just be aware a likely employer is going to check you out there too, including all the photographs of you doing, well, never mind. What will you wear for this photo? The old adage, dress for the job you want, not the one you have, applies here. As I write this, on another screen I am looking at photos of people LinkedIn thinks I want to connect with. First up is a man with a shirt and tie on, but the background is the ocean somewhere. It says he's a recruiter. I find the setting odd. Equally odd is the photo of another recruiter has the background right. It is an office, but he has on his headset, on top of his head, it said a cap. What's with wearing a cap in an office? Two photos down is a woman who is also a recruiter, but her hair looks like she just got out of bed. A few photos away is a full-length shot of a man in a nice suit standing in front of a model of what looks like the Taj Mahal. What am I supposed to get from that? Then we have the picture of the bicyclist who looks dressed for the Tour de France. One person who keeps popping up on these pages whose picture I've never clicked on is a man who is turned with his head over his right shoulder, wearing a cap and looking either startled or angry. The background looks like marshland somewhere. I don't know what he was thinking. Women, you have particular problems with getting these pictures right. Sorry, but that is a burden you must deal with. Please, stop taking a photo dressed as if you're going out dancing or just came in from an all-night tryst. Yes, you're getting attention with these photos, but the wrong kind of attention. I've seen several shots of well-endowed women taken full length in profile. Is that the image you want to convey to in the working world? It may get you a job, but the question is, as what? New graduates, we know you're proud of your recent graduation, but the picture of you in cap and gown sends a wrong message, a message of immaturity. Avoid family photos, too. Your LinkedIn page should be all business. The objective is to look normal, not weird. You don't know what is going to set off someone who might otherwise hire you for a permanent or temporary assignment. Remember, they are trolling pages looking for reasons to reject people until they come to the one that they want. Your photo is the first thing they will see, and many will quickly look at it and quickly reject anything they think is not normal, by their standards. Don't let your photo screen out a great opportunity for you. Of course, you may agree or disagree with me. Express your thoughts in our quiz this week, which you may take online. For safety this week, if I've done anything for you in this column, I have brought some of you down from those crazy high-altitude poses. That is enough. Be safe, and we will talk next week.
Nip Impressions is written by Jim Thompson, usually voiced by Jim Thompson, and is copyright 2015, Paparitalo Publications, Duluth, Georgia, USA. All rights reserved.